Last week on The Dreamers. Christina, this is not what it seems. I didn't sleep with her. Weren't you in the bed the whole time? You know. Christina slammed the bedroom door. Look, I think Michael was talking to another woman, Kylie told Thomas. Thomas put his basketball down and walked to Kylie. What do you mean? I'm sure he has woman friends. Mom has guy friends. But what they saw next sent Wyatt into shock. Dylan ran from behind the building with a pipe on fire as Maya threw a brick through the window of the building. She and Dylan hugged each other and danced as the building burned to the ground. Good evening, family. We've got episode 3 for you tonight. So grab your comfy blanket, your favorite drink, and let's enjoy the show. Let's dig in to The Dreamers. A picture will cloud the air. Kylie and Thomas sat on the couch in the living room. Both were intensely using their phones when Michael came into the room. I know. I'll be there as well. It will be a much-needed getaway, Michael said quietly as he saw Kylie and Thomas on the couch. He noticed both were wearing their matching headphones he purchased for them last week. Yes, and I have a surprise for you. No, not that, but you'll love it when you see it. Michael ended the conversation and put his phone on the counter. You guys are caught up on your phones, huh? Michael yelled from the kitchen to Kylie and Thomas. Neither responded. He took his sandwich, drink, and a small tote bag towards the front door. Good, he said out loud before closing the door. Kylie took her headphones out of her ear and walked to the kitchen where Michael left his phone on the counter. She took a picture of the screen and put her phone back in her pocket before getting a drink from the refrigerator. Michael ran in the house checking his pockets. Hey, you left your phone in here. Kylie smiled at Michael as he grabbed his phone, panting, thanked her quietly, and headed back out the door. Thomas looked up from his phone to see Kylie looking at him. What now? Thomas asked Kylie. I'm going to a country club with my friend's mom this weekend. Kylie smiled with a smirk. Okay, so what? Thomas continued playing his game. I'm going to the same country club Michael is going to, and I'm going to prove he's seeing someone else. Thomas looked up from his phone. Then you'll believe me, and so will Mom. Kylie stormed up the stairs to her room. Wyatt grabbed his keys and checked his tie in the mirror. It would be the first time he'd seen his ex-wife in months, and he wanted to look presentable. I don't want her thinking I'm miserable, he thought to himself. King walked down the steps. You look good, Dad. Don't worry. I'm sure Mom looks a mess as well. King smiled as Wyatt patted him on the shoulder. Thanks. I'm not trying to impress her. I just don't want her to think I care that she left me to care for all of you. I can handle this. She doesn't need to know. King shook his head and sat down to play his game. Are you playing that game again? How can you watch the children if you are? Wyatt looked at King upset. Dad, Wyatt Jr. is taking a nap, and Lover Girl is up there sobbing. I checked on her myself. She can't get past me if she tried. I think you should look for a job today. With all this going on, I could use the help. Plus, playing that game isn't making you money right now. Wyatt stressed. King shook his head, put on his headphones, and started his match. Wyatt shook his head again and slammed the door. For the adult bedtime stories for the Creative Soul listeners. If you love the episode Jasmine and Sean's Sexy Encounter,
You'll love the novella Shea Butter Rocks. Get your ebook today, available on Amazon.
Your Honor, he is not fit to take care of any of his children. Maria's attorney spoke to the judge. Wyatt's ex-wife, Maria, sat calmly in the seat next to her attorney. Wyatt began to rub his hands together. "It's going to be okay, Wyatt," his attorney whispered to him to keep him calm. Maria's attorney continued. "Your Honor, look at the video of Miss Maria's daughter setting fire to the store. Where was Wyatt when this happened? Why wasn't he at home watching over his daughter instead of being out all night?" Wyatt attempted to stand, but his attorney grabbed him and set him down. "Just be patient, Wyatt. We will explain your side soon," Wyatt's attorney stated sternly. "Let's review the tape," the judge advised both attorneys. After the tape was reviewed, the judge requested to hear Wyatt's attorney. "Your Honor, Wyatt is a hard-working man. He works over 12 hours a day, providing for all of his children, putting food on the table, buying their clothes, daycare, and more. He is a stern parent, but believes in his children, so he does give them the freedom they need to learn from life. The night of the incident, he was at work. Their son, King, was at home babysitting both Wyatt Jr. and Maya. Maya lied and stated she spoke to her father and was given permission to spend the night at her friend's house, a lady both Wyatt and Maria know very well. Maya's decision to go with Dylan instead of her friend's house was Maya's decision. Wyatt wasn't a bad father for working. This was just an unfortunate event that could have occurred if Maria was working as well. Your Honor, I object. There was no way this would have happened with Maria because she works from home. And if she had to go somewhere, she would have a nanny to watch her children. She would never leave their 19-year-old at home alone to watch an infant brother and preteen sister. He is immature and still in need of parenting himself. The judge hit the gavel on the desk. "That is enough, counsel. I understand both sides. I need to take a few minutes and review all the evidence, and I will be back with my decision." Wyatt sat back in his seat. He was upset. "Maria, why are you doing this? You don't even want the children. That is how I have them in the first place." Wyatt's attorney stood to block Wyatt from going over to Maria. "Don't say anything to him, Maria. Anything you say may hurt your case." Maria's attorney stood to speak to Wyatt. "Wyatt, it's over. You did a good job, but let's let Maria take care of them. All you have to do is pay child support. That would be easier for you. You are struggling and still angry about the divorce. Calm down and let's move on." Wyatt angrily pushed past his attorney and walked out the courtroom. Christina began taking clothes out of her closet. She smoothed over her black dress with her hands and enjoyed the softness on her skin. She began to think of the last time she wore it and how she felt. She found her stockings and red pumps and put them in her suitcase. She looked over her perfumes. She smelled each perfume to find the scent she thought would be perfect. She lightly sprayed the mist on her wrists and dabbed it behind her ears. Taylor walked in the room and silently watched his wife. He saw how she dabbed the perfume lightly behind the back of her neck and small of her back. "You and Mom must be going to the best restaurant in town," Taylor asked with curiosity. Taylor and Christina had not been on true speaking terms since the incident, but Christina mentioned that she was going to spend the weekend with her mom so they could have some R&R time alone. Christina smirked, but did not say a thing. She continued to pack her bag as if Taylor wasn't in the room. Taylor walked out the room and slammed the door behind him. Christina went to her bottom drawer and moved her clothes around. Underneath her clothes lay a ticket to a hotel. She slid the ticket in her purse underneath her passport. Christina grabbed her bag and walked out the door, not looking back. Wyatt pulled up to his house solemnly. He received the news from his lawyer that Maria had received temporary full custody. The judge agreed that she was in a better place to care for the children, but only for right now. He advised they would come before him in the next 3 months to determine how Wyatt's situation was faring, and if possible, he'd grant custody to both parents. Wyatt noticed a car in the driveway. How am I going to tell the kids? Wyatt thought to himself. As he walked up the driveway, he saw King bringing bags to the car. What are you doing? Wyatt asked his son. King continued to put the bags in the car quietly. He closed the trunk and walked to where Wyatt was standing. It's time for me to go. King held his house key out to Wyatt. Wyatt stared at King. What do you mean it's time for you to go? Where are you going? Oh, you're moving back in with your mother. Wyatt threw his hands in the air. No, Dad, I'm not. That's the thing. You have such a low thought of me. I don't know why you wanted me to live here in the first place. Take your keys. You know what? Better yet, don't. King walked to the mailbox and put the keys inside. Wyatt watched as King went back in the house and brought more bags out. Okay, King, I get the picture. I'll leave you alone with the game, but I need you. This isn't the time for you to bail on me. Wyatt walked up to King. King backed away. I'm leaving because I need to find me. If it's not gaming, it'll be something else. Dad, you need to get it you together. I'm ready to work on me. I'll answer if you call, but I'm leaving. Take care of yourself. King put a hand on Wyatt's shoulder, pulled out keys to the car in the driveway, and drove away. Kylie and her friend Sam walked to the lobby. They were meeting Sam's mom there to eat breakfast. Thanks for inviting me. My mom is so busy. There's no way she would have been able to come, Kylie mentioned to Sam. Sam hugged Kylie, and they walked arm in arm to their seat. Kylie looked around the room. The lights hung from the beams of the ceiling. The spiral stairs were clear and were edged with flower designs. I love this place, Sam mentioned to Kylie. But Kylie's attention was on the man walking down the staircase. Kylie made sure her hat was covering her hair and adjusted her sunglasses. Michael, Kylie's stepfather, walked to the bar. He ordered a drink and answered his phone. Sam began to talk about all the things she had planned for Kylie and her mom to do. Kylie pretended to listen as she watched her stepfather put down his phone, stand, and fix his clothes. She followed his glance as he looked at the door and watched a young woman in a black dress walk through. Kylie admired her red shoes and earrings to match. Those look like mom's earrings, Kylie thought to herself. She looked around her purse and noticed they were not there. When she looked up, she saw her stepfather hug the young woman and look around. She also noticed them sit at the bar. Kylie noticed his hand around her chair as they talked intensively. Hey, you guys ready to go? Sam's mother tapped Sam on the shoulder. Sam and Kylie got their bags and stood to walk off, but not before Kylie pulled out her phone. So he thinks he can cheat on me, huh? Christina thought to herself as she reapplied her red rouge. She stopped at the stoplight and began to fix her hair. It was nighttime, and Christina was tired from the events of her day. She began to drive and received a text from Taylor. I love you, it stated. I hope you have fun with Mom. Christina threw her phone on her passenger side seat and turned into the parking lot. She smoothed her hands down the side of her dress and looked for her favorite perfume in her purse. She spritzed behind her ears and on both wrists. Her phone began to ring. It was Taylor. She silenced her phone, grabbed her overnight bag, and began to walk to the door. She gave herself a once-over in the door reflection, opened the door, and walked in the hotel. Next week on the season finale of The Dreamers. Mom, I know, it's my favorite food. I don't know why I can't keep it down. Christina's mother looked at her sternly. Now, I may be old, but I'm not dumb. Jody walked into her room after a long day at work. Her clients were extremely important, but it was starting to wear her out working long hours. It was good seeing him. He looked good, Jody thought to herself. Jody began to lay down on her bed and noticed a picture on her bed. Taylor looked at his wife and the doctor. Both were beaming over the news that was shared. Taylor looked at his hands. He felt sad that they had to mention it, but angry at a place such as this. That's not possible. I had a... Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to be featured on Adult Bedtime Stories, send an email to adultcreativesoul@gmail.com. That's adultcreativesoul@gmail.com, or feel free to send a message. The link is in the show description. And as always, we are PG-13 family, so keep it spicy and tantalizing, but always tasteful. Did you know Kamani, aka the adult storyteller, is also a fictional author? Check out Shea Butter Rocks on Amazon today. Would you like to support our podcast? Click the link in the show description or go to our Patreon page, Adult Bedtime Stories. If you listen to our podcast on Apple, please remember to review us. Each review will help us become a better podcast for you. And I would like to leave you with this quote to help you begin to write the night away. Give your dreams all you've got, and you'll be amazed at the energy that comes out of you. By William James. And that's it for the night. That was episode 2 of the short story series, The Dreamers. If you've missed episode 1 or 2, don't forget to listen on your favorite podcast platform, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. And tune in next Sunday for the final episode, What Sparks Can Do.